We come in our scripture reading to the 37th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. We'll read the first 20 verses today using the Pew Bible. It's found on page 759. I think one of the most profitable studies we could make is in the prayers of the Bible. And one of the great prayers of the Old Testament is given by King Hezekiah in this chapter. You remember the Assyrian army is coming down and they've overrun most of Judah and they're besieging Jerusalem. And the Rabshakeh has come and he's the herald of Sennacherib and he's mocked them all. And who is your God? And our God will trample your gods. And Hezekiah here takes his that letter. He actually takes a message that comes from Sennacherib. Some things have happened. Sennacherib wants to get on with it. He's in a bit of a hurry, so he tries to threaten him again with a letter. And he actually lays the letter before the Lord. It's a great picture of us laying out our prayers before the Lord. Here's what I'm dealing with. Let me show you what it is. And this is a prayer noted for its God-centeredness. It is a prayer about the glory of God and for the glory of God. He says to the Lord, this is to mock you. And that was true. Hezekiah was one of the great reforming kings. He had cast down the idols. He had caused preachers with the word of God to go throughout Judah. And guess what? Satan doesn't like that. Doesn't like it when churches are faithful and zealous. And so he's going to afflict them. It really was about God. It really was about the gospel. And God's going to answer. Now, a couple of details that are helpful is that you say, where was he strengthened to actually have the confidence to go in prayer? Well, by appeal to the word of God. It so happened that in his city was the prophet Isaiah. How convenient. And so he sent his messengers. We'll find out from Isaiah. He speaks for the Lord. Now, you and I have something better than Isaiah. We have the written word of God. And Isaiah tells him, you can trust the Lord. We'll see the great words that he uses. And the Bible's going to tell us the same thing. That we need to pray. We need to pray knowing that God is able, that he is the God of glory. There's nothing greater or more powerful than him, and that what matters is that he would be glorified. The end for which Hezekiah prays is that the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are God. God is pleased to answer prayers from his glory and for his glory. Another thing we learn from the Bible is that our prayers are not only received by God, but that he is so sovereign that he's often acting about the matter we're going to pray even before we pray it. It actually goes on here. One thing Isaiah says is, oh, by the way, God has decreed that this Sennacherib fellow, he's going to hear a rumor, he's going to go back home, and he's going to get it there. And actually, the opening sequence of that starts even before Hezekiah prays. Isn't it great? We have the privilege of praying to a God who's mighty and who's already at work on our behalf. It doesn't keep us from praying. It fortifies our confidence in prayer. But the model of Hezekiah would remind us, oh, let us in our prayer remember who and what a great God he is. Let our chief appeal in all of our requests would be that God's glory would be made known in the salvation of his people. He is so pleased to respond to that prayer. Well, let us give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 37, 1 to 20. As soon as King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna, the secretary, and the senior priest, covered with sackcloths, to the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz. They said to him, thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of distress, of rebuke and of disgrace. Children have come to the point of birth, and there is no strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear the words of the Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to mock the living God, and will rebuke the words that the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left. When the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, Isaiah said to them, say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid because of the words that you have heard with which the young men of the king of Assyria have reviled me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him so that he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land. The Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria fighting against Libna, for he had heard that the king had left Lachish. Now the king heard concerning Tirhaka, king of Cush. He has set out to fight against you, and when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah. Do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you by promising that Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, devoting them to destruction, and shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them, the nations that my fathers destroyed, Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the people of Eden who were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, the king of Hena, or the king of Iva? Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God. You alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear all the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and the lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they were destroyed. So now, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.